The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So it's often helpful to begin a period of meditation by allowing the body to relax. You might take a couple of deeper breaths. This can help us to relax, noticing the stretching and expanding when you take the deep breath in, and the releasing, relaxing as you breathe out. And then letting the breathing return to normal. Allowing your body to relax. You might check in various places in the body where you know that you hold tension. And see if there can be a softening, a releasing, a relaxing in those areas. You might particularly check in your face and jaw. Allowing the muscles around your eyes and mouth to relax. Sometimes we can hold tension there and not really be so aware of it. Relaxing in your stomach and abdomen, and letting your belly hang forward a little bit. Your hips, inside your hip sockets. And sometimes having relaxed various areas of the body consciously, it can be interesting to see what happens if you simply drop a request into the body, into the mind and body. And then not try to do it, but see what happens when you request. May the body relax. Sometimes the body can respond to this request and softening in areas that we didn't even know were held. May the body relax. May the body relax. And seeing if there may be able to be some relaxation of mental tension. Letting go of thoughts about the past. Thoughts about the future. Even letting go of any ideas, thoughts, concerns about what's happening right now. In favor of allowing yourself to be with things as they are right now, rather than think about them. What is the experience of being a body sitting here, of being a human being sitting? Hearing, feeling, sensing. Just the simplicity of sitting without any ideas about how it should be or might be or could be. Just how it is. Opening to things as they actually are in this moment. Opening to being present for what is happening, hearing, sensing. This is a form of meditation. When we can be with what's happening rather than think about it. Of course, thoughts will arise, but can we not jump on that train and follow it? Just knowing thoughts happening, feeling, hearing, sensing. And if it supports you, it can be helpful to allow your attention to rest with an experience that's always present for us, always happening in the present moment, the experience of breathing. Being present for the rhythm, the flow of experience as the body breathes in and out. Breathing in, know that you're breathing in. Breathing out, know that you're breathing out. And again, seeing if you can be with the experience of breathing as opposed to thinking about it. What is the experience of breathing? How does the body feel as it breathes? How do you know that you're breathing? Various sensations happen. Some in your nostrils, some in the back of your throat, you may notice the movement, expansion and contraction of your rib cage or the rising and falling of your abdomen. Or perhaps a sense of the whole body breathing. If it supports you, connecting with the experience of breathing as an anchor, as a way to help stabilize your attention in the present moment. And yet it's not necessary to hold tightly to that anchor. From time to time, other experiences will naturally come into your field of awareness. A body sensation will become strong, or a sound, or a feeling, or emotion. And that happens. Just notice, this is what awareness is aware of in this moment. It arises, it passes. And when it passes, or is no longer quite so much pulling at your attention, you can reconnect with the experience of breathing. And of course, your mind will wander off into thoughts from time to time. At some point, you will become aware of this. You will recognize that the mind is no longer paying attention to the breathing. And in that moment, you have become aware of thinking. Or taking a moment to acknowledge thinking. You've become aware of thinking or planning or remembering or judging or fantasizing. At times when we notice this, sometimes that thinking will just simply go away on its own and we can return to the breathing. Other times there can be a pull. We want to keep thinking. Let's see if you can encourage yourself to let go of that pull. Remind yourself that this is a time for letting go of thoughts, letting go of being pulled into thoughts. And allowing yourself to reconnect with the experience of breathing or with the flow of present moment experience.